We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
I'm Gwynny.
Hey, I'm Hallie.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
Hi, I'm Luke.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hello there, I'm Alexa.
Hey, I'm Alexa.
Alexa, too!
How many people are going to call themselves Alexa?
Where could that be for? Everybody wants to be you, Alexa. What can we say? Yay. That's a great name. Okay, Morgan, go ahead.
Hey, I'm Morgan, and here's Karen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Karen and Kids, and we have a special song picked out, don't we, guys?
Yeah!
What's it called?
Jesus is the Rock!
To see why God sent Jesus to our world.
We're going to learn why we need Jesus in our life.
No one else is like him.
No one else loves us the way he loves us.
Let's start from the beginning in the Garden of Eden,
when God created Adam and Eve. The world God created was without sin.
It was perfect.
God made it that way.
He made man and woman in his image.
They would live forever in his beautiful garden. Everything was wonderful.
Until they disobeyed God and ate the forbidden fruit.
From that very moment in time, man and woman would not and could not live in a perfect world, but in a world filled with sin.
They had to leave the garden.
And one day they would die.
God is holy and righteous, and after Adam and Eve sinned, they could not walk with God as they had done before. They were sinners. In the Old Testament, for God's forgiveness, people brought sacrifices of animals to be killed. To make them acceptable to God, once a year, a high priest would enter the inner room of the tabernacle, and he would bring the sacrifices.
Hebrews 9 says the law requires nearly everything to be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
That's why Jesus is called the Lamb of God. He was our sacrifice.
He shed his blood to wash away our sins.
To make us acceptable to God.
He died on the cross for us.
And he rose from the dead.
In the book of Romans we read, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, in this way death came to all men because all sinned. For if the many died by the trespass of one man, how much more did God's grace and the gift that came by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to many?
For God so loved the world
that he gave his only begotten Son.
And whosoever believes in him will not perish,
but will have eternal life.
God saved us from sin and death by sending Jesus into the world.
My Jesus, I love you. I know you are mine. My sins are forgiven. My Savior's divine. My King and Redeemer, I humbly come and bow. If ever I loved you, my Jesus, it's now. Sins on Calvary's tree. I love you for wearing the thorns upon your brow. If ever I loved you, my Jesus, it's now.
Do you think you're sinners?
Yeah.
How many people think they're sinners? Raise your hand.
I do.
Everybody is raising their hand. That's the first step, isn't it?
Yeah.
To really believing in Jesus. If you think you're a good person and have never sinned, then you don't need Jesus to forgive you. You don't need a Savior.
The Bible says we are all sinners.
Jesus was the only person who was without sin.
The perfect Lamb of God that shed his blood for you and me.
Do you want to be forgiven?
To be acceptable to our Heavenly Father?
To live with him forever?
Pray with us now. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the risen Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
I believe you were sent from God the Father to save sinners like me.
Please forgive my sins, even though I don't deserve it.
I put my faith in you, Jesus.
I have a place in my heart for you to live.
Change me and guide me.
I want to follow you and to be able to act more like you every single day.
Thank you for saving me, Jesus.
In your holy name, we pray.
Amen.
Did you know that every time a sinner repents, there's a party in heaven?
The angels are celebrating because you have decided to ask Jesus to forgive you.
I have something to share with you about a gift that's true. Is there ever anyone who opens up their heart to Jesus? I read about it in God's Word. The greatest story that I ever heard. It's new life. It's new life.
To accept Jesus today, please let us know.
We want to send you a special gift.
Give us a call, 1-800-527-5522.
Or email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M, Maryland. 21094.
And remember, we are all sinners.
But Jesus died for us and rose from the dead.
We are all forgiven. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.